U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom just made a market visit to Hong Kong, where he says the food service sector, which had been decimated by COVID-19 restrictions, is gradually rebounding.
Just returned from my first trip to Hong Kong since the COVID years. And without a doubt, the market in Hong Kong, as it was in China, it was simply decimated at food service level. So it was encouraging to see a rebound that was, it's definitely started. The business is not back to normal yet, but you can see some definite improvements on the food service side, especially on U.S. beef products. A lot of people think Hong Kong and China are the same. They're two different markets, and Hong Kong is a legitimate market in and of itself. We have data through 11 months. We'll have December here in a few weeks, but we're going to be over $400 million in U.S. beef exported to Hong Kong. So a significant market, a significant value-added market with a lot of high-end products like U.S. Wagyu cuts going in there as well. Keep in mind that the emergency declaration on COVID was only lifted a little over a year ago in Hong Kong. So they're not 3 years removed or 2.5 years removed like we are in the U.S. So while it's still a very muted consumer in terms of confidence, staff on the ground there, they're definitely optimistic. We do think that there's some tailwinds coming on increased food service demand, hopefully later this year.
Until recently, Hong Kong had only a handful of African swine fever cases, but Hallstrom says a persistent series of recent outbreaks could heighten the need for imported pork.
Hong Kong is a relatively big market for pork as well, and the significant development there is that they've been really struggling, the local industry in Hong Kong, with African swine fever. So it's a situation where within the last 2 months, we've seen significant cullings in a relatively small herd in Hong Kong. So this definitely could provide some short-term opportunity for U.S. exporters on the pork side as well.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.